1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. There's a new committee that's been formed in the state legislature. It's in the Senate, a Compliance and Accountability Committee. Its first chairman is West Olive Republican Arlen Meekoff, who is on the other end of our line this morning. Arlen, your committee had its first meeting yesterday. Before we talk about the meeting, talk about this committee and what led to it being being formed.
Sure. Thank you, Gary. Thanks for having me on this morning. The impetus of the committee is around a number of teachers who were very concerned about their ability to exercise their new rights under freedom to work or freedom right to work, excuse me. So they began trying to figure out how they could find somebody to help them, and they reached out to the Mackinac Center and other places. And one of the chief plaintiffs, if you were, in that issue is Miriam Chansky. She's a kindergarten teacher from Coopersville, and she made an effort to get out of her union, actually wrote on some documents that she wanted to be out, or someone wrote on some documents that said she wanted to opt out. Subsequently, those documents were found to have been whited out, and there's just a number of things that are going on around it. So these teachers came forward, and especially someone that's my constituent and believes that their rights have been violated in some way, shape, or fashion, and haven't been treated well under this new law. We're going to look at what's going on. We're inviting the MEA and others to come and talk in front of our committee so we can find out if the laws that we've passed are actually being interpreted or applied correctly. And I think we're going to have some success with that.
During yesterday's meeting, apparently both sides brought their points forward. Did you get a sense that perhaps the MEA was on the defensive with the committee, or did you sort of feel that, you know, for lack of a better term, things fell pretty evenly both sides?
Well, yesterday, the MEA wasn't there. Yesterday, there were a few folks in the audience. They weren't anybody that we had invited to speak yesterday. They're coming on December 4 to talk about what they think is the right way, and we'll be happy to listen to them. That's the point of the committee, is to get the information out there. But we had three teachers that were invited to speak yesterday, and they talked about how disappointed they were with their membership group that's supposed to be supporting them in a way and helping them make right decisions. They weren't given information. They didn't know when their opportunity was to do this. There's this supposed August window that they're talking about that gives them only a short window where they can opt out. But I simply would say and conscript to you that freedom isn't a 1 month a year opportunity. Freedom is all year round. These folks want to exercise that freedom, and they're from an organization that's supposed to be helping them and supporting them. It doesn't seem like a very good marketing ploy to force them to stay in a membership group in which they do not wish to stay, do not wish their money to go to, and would simply like to do something else with that money. And it doesn't seem to be very good marketing to get people to join your organization.
Before we go a little bit further on the initial purpose of this committee forming, which was the Freedom to Work Act that was passed at the end of last year, Arlen Meekoff, a civics question more than anything else. Normally, it's my understanding, my learning of civics, is that the legislature creates the laws, and the executive branch is in charge of enforcing the laws. Of course, the courts can decide whether or not the law is constitutional or not. But doesn't enforcement of what is passed and signed into law really falls under the executive branch, and maybe to a certain extent, the legislature is taking some of those enforcement rules away from the executive branch on this?
Well, right now we're not doing any enforcement, Gary. That I think your analysis is correct, although we do have a joint committee on administrative rules where, as rules are being applied to the laws that we've passed, we have some jurisdiction over those. So that might fall under some of that. It might fall under Michigan Employment Relations Committee, where these folks have filed suit. There's a number of other avenues. We're simply highlighting the fact that maybe not everybody appreciates that freedom to work is the law in the land in Michigan, but we do expect that they live by it, and we do expect that everybody should have the opportunity to do that. We're simply highlighting some of the things that we believe are not being done in accordance with that.
In that regard, then, Is it also a learning situation for you and other members of the committee? If you see things that are brought up in testimony yesterday by the complainants and next month perhaps by the MEA, that you might say, okay, there's some things in the law that loopholes. We need to close those loopholes. Is that also a part of this committee?
That could be part of the committee. We could choose to amend the law or add to the law or do some different things there. But I think through the testimony, we're going to find a lot of interesting things that from the MEA, from the American Federation of Teachers, other unions that represent teachers and how they handle this issue, which is entirely different than how the MEA handles. And I think once that's highlighted, people are going to understand.
Now, the Right to Work, the Freedom to Work Act started off this new committee, which you are chairing, which is the State Senate Compliance and Accountability Committee. But do you see this as more than just a one-issue committee that other things will be brought into focus, if not during your term, but also down the road as this committee continues for years after you're gone?
Well, I think it probably will, Gary. I can't speak for future legislatures, but this committee is simply there to highlight that. We are going to look at a couple of other issues as well. This is the one that came up first because there's lawsuits and there's other things going on there. And the fact that my constituent is one of the chief litigants here, and I wanted to make sure that all teachers understand that we want them to have the freedom to exercise their freedom, and we're going to have their back. We're going to support them to do that.
He is State Senator Arlen Meekhoff, the West Olive Republican, who chairs a new committee in Lansing, the State Senate Compliance and Accountability Committee, held its first hearing yesterday on the Freedom to Work Act. Another hearing is scheduled on December the 4th. And Senator Meekhoff, we appreciate you joining us this morning on 1450 WHTC. Because of the Veterans Day activities, your scheduled meeting with Juke was pushed back a week. So we look forward to seeing you in the studio with Juke on Talk of the Town next Monday morning.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you very much. Arlen Meekhoff, State Senator from West Olive on 1450 WHTC.